From somewhere in southwest London, this is Radio Jackie, broadcasting on 1331 kHz on the medium wave.
This is Phil Hazelton on Radio Jackie.
1331.
It's August the 14th, 1977 today. Exactly 10 years ago, Radio London closed down. We're looking back to the mid-60s in the next hour. 60 minutes of musical memories.
Count the days into years. Yes, 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms, his legs don't feel so strong. His heart is weak, there's something wrong. Opens windows in despair. Tries to breathe in some fresh air. His conscience cries, get on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no.
Which has become part of pirate radio folklore. Keith West and an excerpt from a teenage opera from the mid-60s. I promise you, I'm not going to bore you with lots of free radio gossip during the next hour. You probably have been reminded many, many times already that it's exactly 10 years to the day that Radio London and all the other stations closed down. I'm just going to say something in about half an hour's time. That's going to be Phil Hazelden's sermon. The rest of the hour, music.
On 2-7 meters, this is Radio Jackie, the sound of free radio in London.
1967, we lost a couple of dozen stations, but even the bad times, the tremolos told us anyway, were good.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
bad times are good. The Tremolos from 1967. Say, if you'd like a dedication on Radio Jackie in one of next week's programs, if you telephone very quickly, you'll be just in time. The telephone number is 788-4917 if you live outside London. That's 01-01-788-4917. And in about 5 minutes' time, we have a special anniversary edition of the AB Cohen Supports the Pound competition. So note the number again, 788-4917.
We get music power.
You don't treat me gentle like you used to do. Getting you, baby, is hard to do, is hard to do. Daddy lead you to the rainbows and you took me to a place I've never been. Then you turned away and you closed the door, leave me alone like a wonderful memory.
The peculiarity of the pirate stations of the 60s were that they turned up all sorts of new groups and new artists. That was one of them. Who Trulie Smith was, we'll never know. She came and she went in the night. It's time for the AB Cohen Supports the Pound competition. And this week, we have a special free radio edition. Of course, it is August the 14th. So we're going to wallow in a little bit of musical nostalgia, and I'm going to ask the question afterwards. However, you can note down the telephone number now. The number is 788-4917. 788-4917. And here comes the little bit of nostalgia first, and then we'll follow the question.
Big L time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
Radio London. Big L, wonderful Radio London.
Radio Jackie.
Probably one of the most famous theme tunes of any radio station anywhere in the world. The last sounds and the last time that theme tune was heard. The radio station Radio London. We all remember Radio London, don't we? Now here comes the question. What was the name of the ship? The name of the ship. Motor vessel. What was it? The name of the ship which Radio London used to broadcast from. If you know the answer, telephone now, 788-4917, and you've won yourself a pound. Courtesy of A.B. Cohen, the High Priest of Free Radio. The number again, 788-4917, and if you live outside London, put an 01 first. 01-788-4917.
1331.
And what was that other one? The Ventures, that's right, and Green Grass, the signature tune of Roger Day. Radio Jackie's been on the air for 8 years, and we have a cassette waiting for you telling the story of those first stormy 8 years, including excerpts from the early programs. It's yours for only £2 if you send a postal order, cross but otherwise blank, to us at Radio Jackie, West Mulsey in Surrey. At the same time, you can also order one of our new Radio Jackie t-shirts. They've got Radio Jackie right the way across the front, and they look very elegant. Three sizes, small, medium, or large. One of those t-shirts is yours if you send us a postal order for £2.50. A postal order for £2.50, cross but otherwise blank, to Radio Jackie, West Mulsey, in Surrey. Once again, the cassette for £2 telling the story of the first 8 years of Radio Jackie, and the t-shirt costing £2.50. Cross but otherwise blank postal order to Radio Jackie, West Mulsey in Surrey. You're tuned to Radio Jackie, 1331 kilohertz, West Mulsey, with a time at 12:20.
1331.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me.
Was the year stateside the Turtles, and she only wants to be with me.
This is Jackie broadcasting to London.
1967 was also the year of flower power. Everybody headed west to San Francisco, and Itchy Coop Park especially. The small faces
to rest my eyes in shades of green under dreaming spires. To Itchy Coop Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Sometimes I'm going to sleep.
Jackie 227. Our address is Radio Jackie, West Molesey, Surrey.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna
be sure to wear some flowers behind your ears.
If you come to San Francisco,
you can watch the grass grow as well. As we were reminded of the time. Appreciated by the Small Faces and Itchy Cooper. If you'd like a dedication on Radio Jackie, one of your friends or family or relatives, why don't you telephone us now? 01788-4917.
1331.
Stateside, the Young Rascals.
I don't know what it's all about, but I feel I'll soon find out. I'm sure I never felt this secure. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me. A girl like you. To me. Trouble's gone, it's gone. I'm in ecstasy. With a girl.
from 1967, the summer months of 67, and A Girl Like You.
On 2D7 meters, this is Radio Jackie, the sound of free radio in London. Today is August the 14th, 1977. Exactly 10 years ago today, a piece of legislation called the Marine Offences Act came into force. August the 14th, 1967, saw the end of the golden era of pirate radio in Britain. 10 years is a long time, especially if you're young. And yet the event is remembered by radio people and people from the other media and advertising and many Radio Jackie listeners. To the staff of Radio Jackie, August the 14th has the same significance, even though the youngest were barely 6 years old at the time. August the 14th is not just a day when radio people go for a wistful wallow in nostalgia. It's the day when 10 years ago, having developed a sensational new approach to broadcasting, Britain just threw it away. However little interest you may have in broadcasting and its actual techniques, you watch television and you listen to radio. And what happened 10 years ago affects you personally. It affected you then, and it affects you now, today. The Radio Pirates introduced an entirely new and informal approach to broadcasting. Based initially on American broadcasting concepts, they quickly adopted their own individual and unmistakable British style. The nation literally turned on, listening figures rocketed, and with it the sales of transistor radios and records. New groups found new outlets, and contemporary music flourished. Remember, those were the days of swinging London. It stopped exactly 10 years ago today. Admittedly, the BBC attempted to replace the pirates with its own introduction of Radio 1 in September 67, but the spell had been broken, and the magic was gone. What has happened since then? Radio Nordsee has come and gone. Caroline has returned with massive audiences and intense and bitter political opposition. And we have a sprinkling of BBC local stations, whose audience is scarcely measurable, and 19 very low-power, over-regulated commercial stations who stand today as a monument to survival rather than a landmark to broadcasting achievement. But what then have we learned in the last 10 years? Precisely nothing. Contrary to the rest of the English-speaking world,
our government first decides what we should listen to and then find some frequencies upon which to operate the necessary stations. We believe that radio and television should be equal and complementary to the press and other media. In other words, subject to the same disciplines and the same responsibilities. No more and no less. In Canada and the United States, for example, they first work out how much room is available on the medium and VHF bands, a purely technical matter, and then they allocate wavelengths and transmitter powers to people representing a responsible cross-section of society. What happened on August the 14th, 1967, is the reason why Radio Jackie is on the air today. The offshore pirates of the 60s not only proved the overwhelming public demand for pre-broadcasting, but also proved that, contrary to official pronouncements, there were no technical obstacles whatever to the full introduction of free broadcasting in this country. Frequencies which were not available to the pirates back in the 60s suddenly, miraculously, became available when the government decided to introduce local commercial stations in the 70s, the stations of the Independent Broadcasting Authority. And if you are part of an authority, how can you be independent? And so Radio Jackie fights on against all official opposition. Truly independent local radio is possible in an area such as Southwest London. In fact, there is room for half a dozen stations, economically and technically, offering a wide choice of musical entertainment and up-to-the-moment news topical to our area. It is economically possible and it is technically possible, but as usual, the politicians stand in our way. We know we're right, and you know we're right. And with your help, one day, we'll prove that point. Until then, Radio Jackie continues.
Born free.
The singer Matt Munro, the first and the last record on New Zealand's offshore radio station, Radio Hauraki, back in the late 60s. And they closed down for a very different reason. They got a license. They came ashore.
Radio Jackie!
familiar music, but what was it? Signature tune to which was used by Robbie Dale, The British Grin and Bear by Whistling Jack Smith, 1967, 10 years ago. If you'd like to phone into Radio Jackie now, the telephone number is 01788 4917. We'll fit your dedication into one of next week's programmes. If you'd like to say hi to you, one of your family or relative or friends somewhere in the southwest London area, the number is 788-4917. If you can't get through, then write to us in the week. The address is simply Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. And if you enclose a stamped address envelope, we'll send you a free self-adhesive car sticker measuring 5x4 in full colour. They look lovely on the back window of your car. Hey, we're back in 67 again. I'll never fall in love again, sang Tom Jones.
I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score. But now you've treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore. And it looks like
ago in the summer of 1967.
This is Jackie, broadcasting to London.
Now, one of those records which so many disc jockeys are too superstitious to play. The last record of Radio London. The very last record. A Day in the Life. The Beatles.
I read the news today, oh boy.
notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the house of law. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. Crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book, I love to turn you.
Across my head, found my way downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Sergeant Pepper, 1967, also the last recording to be heard on Radio London, which closed down exactly 10 years ago. The Beatles at their very best, and A Day in the Life, followed by Cliff Richard, also from 1967, and it's all over.
The
This is Radio Jackie 227. Our address is Radio Jackie, West Molesey, Surrey.
This has been Phil Hazelden. Hope you enjoy the musical reminiscences of the last 60 minutes. Don't forget that Radio Jackie has a mobile discotheque. If you're organising a reception or a party or have some sort of do-on, booze up. We supply the music, we supply the equipment, we supply the DJs. You just look after your part of the organisation and leave the rest to us. If you'd like to come and help Radio Jackie, come down to the King's Arms this evening at 8 o'clock in Hampton Court Road, opposite the gates to Bushy Park. You'd be very welcome. And if you can't make it, telephone us in the week, 788-4917, or write to us at Radio Jackie, West Molesey, in Surrey. From me, Phil Hazelden, until 12 next Sunday, have a good week. Bye for now. Bye-bye. 1331.